Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Testing. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Regional Elders Meeting, September 14, 1993, in Kotzebue, Alaska. Then a conference room.
Jimmy Young Loan Assur this morning. Kabayitin, kema, nakuka, iklumi, kemtano, kukanaho, alafi, luka. Kona krika uaktik ni kuyanak to. Kaglana kuyo papa misiut kajan takut. Umapatak lila kalata kaglana iya maktala su malgumi imaru kuwait na. Kaglana charin kuti charin kuti kuti takut imakawai kuta. Our Regional Elders Council meeting will now come to order. What? People over there. Not y'all, you see, two people, so I'll try to tell you. Kuyanak to arrive in. Emma, you get a little bit out of it. Ilanan tunggal kenyapatnya, ini aku tidak asyik, cukup kuya nanti. Negeri Tolka, Gaya pun, sama nanti. Kemana, sekup serem, angmotin lagi siup.
Nih, diku, kuya lepak tunggap tua, tema. Katil gitut, tuh cuman, kalau nak kutin rezoni, naga kalau nak sekahuta, rayu mik, ingat sok saya ikut, rayu tikaput, ingat sulat, tikuti sekujanan nakut, ulokai saya aku kujati rayu ikut, kanu payah katul lahir juga kayaknya aku, tema. Asin kisah si kajong nasab tiun, ingip sali cip tiin akwak, timi kullu irusi kullu, mamitin nak tokun, sajian nak tokun, pokesan nak tokun, nage suli, angalati kabutana tutok, pokesan luit, kangsi naote lokata kangsi galuta sebuli gicum rip tiu kisah, nage suli, kanusak tikikalaupan tema, Amiluti lugu, temenilang nak perlu, pokoknya saya buat sulit, sulit shock, temenalagak, nalagak tot, sebotu macai ciliwic, tukanai kapini, tanah hati ingat di kisah terkap, ni me.
Thank you so much. Introduction of staff and guests.
I invited Mabel Henry as vice chair of Kotzebue district this year, and also Jonas Ramos. Regional Elder, and they'll stay, I guess, until we're done today. Silikenya, May Akut, Nulata,
Alfred Wells.
Here.
Warren Ramoth.
Here.
Mimi Morris.
Here.
Thomas Sheldon Jr.
Here.
Rachel Craig.
Here.
Truman Cleveland.
Here.
Nita Thomas.
Here.
Pauline Barr.
Here.
Percy Jackson.
Here.
Oscar Swan.
Here.
May Bernhardt.
Here.
Leonard Douglas.
Here.
Eunice Walton.
Here.
Raymond Stone. Senior.
Okay. Thank you. Kiku. Raymond. You look at the chimney after a long sleep this morning. You have half a dozen leaves. Raymond. Number 5, what hour more? Approval of a gentleman to be approved. Number 5 is approval of agenda. Number 6, approval of minutes. We got 4 March 11, May. Minute double. Parking report out and I mean, A, little say program, budget and staff. B, Rob Doolin of Halu Trust. C, Civil Naval Camp 93. Number 8, Money Association of Malaytown. A is Tribal Doctors Program. Number 9 is Northwest Arctic Borough. A, duplication storage of videotapes. Other. Number 10 is AFN Conference. A, Elders Youth Conference Speech. B, AFN Awards. C, Elders Alternate. Aboriginal Citizens of Alaska. D, selection of 7 representatives. Number 11 is comments. Number 12 is closing prayer. And number 13
Articles of Incorporation, Tapuma Idina Yakit.
So, Sulite.
Yeah, Hannah.
Mr. Chairman, Avla Kagura set for next meeting, it not Kagura, I'm not in the meeting.
Village report.
Number 7, one village report, that we have a little bit to the report.
Now, in we will take the year 12 report.
He will.
Report the car not is that.
Apo what you go around, move you, turn up on that one. Lokum ini yang aku kasih. Lokum ini yang aku kasih. Kepan gunsi bogan, awa apa bogan? Before comment, so.
Si bogan pun.
Kepan gunsi bogan, agla tu, silik report. So she'll tell you if I'm not doing it off. Hearing none, dirt up on a agenda shop put. Agenda shop put, Yalaku, Article 7 Corporation, Miglu, Sully Village reports me, Sully. Next meeting, corner, not moving along, something.
I guess in other, we could do it in other.
Okay. Kapuninga yalestu, agenda show uwa. Kapuninga agenda show itini arigaksi road. Emma, motion nali yuktiu. Nalasi. Wanga angeriga nafanya kupingumni takna motion nali. Ayakom, kami bawa agenda pun ke tu boleh jatuh.
Sekarang.
Okay. Terjelung tu boleh jaga. Ilo pating isau kalau tahu ramnya isal lak pada. Eko, biar dipsi. Kita number 5 bila ikut. Number 6 Arting, Minute Out, March 11, 1993. Kapko,
Regional Elders Council, Kotzebue, Alaska, March 11, 1993, minutes. The meeting was called to order by Minnie Morris at 8:45 a.m. Invocation by Alfred Wells. Roll call, Minnie Morris, Sue McKeven, Beulah Ballas, Laura Carmen, Tommy Douglas, Percy Jackson, Oscar Swan, May Bernhardt, Rachel Craig, Eunice Walton, Alfred Wells, Warren Ramos and Leonard Douglas. Stephen, yes. Nana Staff, Charlie Curtis, Walter Sampson, Hannah Loom, and Ian Early. Monita Staff, Kathy Brown, Jody Johnson, Sally Reeves, Cyrus Harris, Paul Hansen, Bertha Jennings, and public health nurse Ruth Storm. Judge Ehrlich of Cotterview Trial Court and Cotterview Elder Sarah Ivar. Agenda with additions of hepatitis, Monita Alcohol Program, Alcoholism Program, Inupiat Iliquefiat Award, and Abolition of Citizens, Alfred Wells' motion to approve the agenda, seconded by Percy Jackson, unanimously passed. Minutes. For the new members, minutes were read by Rachel Craig. Rachel made a motion to approve the minutes, seconded by Leonard Douglas, unanimously approved. Minnie reminded the council to meet in Kivalina as planned. And you paid Elizabeth grant program. When Charlie began his job as NANA president, his priority was to assess the Inupiat Iliquefiat program within the corporation. It has been felt that villages take full responsibility and ownership of their Inupiat Iliquefiat program. Funding is now available from the Robert Newland Akaluk Trust Fund. Copies of the grant proposals were handed to their Regional Elders Council. Charlie strongly recommends Regional Elders Council members and their IRAs seek for this funding. The maximum amount of the grant is $20,000. Guyana Traditional Council has already submitted a proposal and a copy was given the Regional Elders Council members. Guyana Elders will use the funds to follow up on the problems addressed at the Regional Strategy Conference. NANA is the only sole source which provides money for the Inupiat Iliquefiat program. This restricts NANA the ability to go out to get money for the program. With Regional Elders Council support, the board expanded on the Robert Newland Akaluk Trust. Board of Trustees include Reggie Jewell, Charlie Curtis, Roland Booth, Christina Westlake, Sarah Scanlon. The Board of Trustees recruited for their executive director. Charlie introduced Marie Green as the new executive director for the Robert Newland Akaluk Trust Fund. She will be more visible in the Regional Elders Council meeting. Charlie commented that the Inupiat Iliquefiat focus will take time to develop and start. It will work if communities take full control, work together, and communicate effectively. Comment. Chairperson Minnie Morris, Regional Elders Council, now has before them responsibilities to carry out and inform their people pertaining to this trust. She encourages the elders to fully understand the purpose, seek assistance from their tribal government. Traditional Foods Program. Bertha Jennings reported on traditional foods. They are looking into existing records from KIC and IRA to locate the elders in Cotterview and villages. The list will help to deliver processed wild meat and fish to elders not having hunters. Discussion by Jennings on how should the grant money be distributed to Cotterview and other communities. The options were: one, Cotterview gets half the funds and the rest be divided to communities, or two, divide the funding among to the villages equally. Majority of elders living in Cotterview were considered. The council voted option two unanimously by a show of hands. Civil Navy. Bertha Jennings reported that this program has been turned over to the Inupiat Iliquefiat program, which was managed by tribal operations. Jennings addressed the Regional Elders Council about elder involvement. Walter Sampson advised the staff to look into safety of the children first. The Coast Guard has permitting requirements of transporting children on the water. Safety of children is valid. Comments by the council that civil neighbor camp requires a good, strong director to ensure that safety is followed through and mature adults are hired as counselors. The council will get feedback from villages for planning of civil neighbor and to report back on the next meeting. Walter Sampson was delegated to look into safety requirements. Hepatitis. Dorms reported, there have been 144 cases of hepatitis reported region-wide. Public health nurse process of vaccinating infected persons under 25 years of age. Health educators in communities are working on safety precautions and prevention through their local TV. Coloring books on safety tips were sent to school. Miss Storm said the sanitarium had checked the water in both Selwick and Norvik, which appears to be okay. Even if residents get ice for drinking water, it should be boiled for 15 minutes. Lunch break, 12 noon. Manizak Alcoholism Program. Discussion by the Manizak Alcoholism Program, Jody Johnson, Sally Rios, and Kathy Brown in getting support groups from village elder leaders. Village coordinators always need support on everyday problems in the community. Villages think that Manizak Alcohol Program staff can go to the village and fix that problem when they should take ownership of the problem. As an outsider, it is even more difficult to work with the family. Cassie Brown commented that village coordinators like Hilda Sheldon are few who have done more in working in the village. This kind of work requires strict confidentiality and confidence. Comments. Minnie Morris reminded the council to call the village coordinators to get any type of supported they always needed. Any type of support they always need. Lower Kobuk strategy update. Walter Sampson explained the functions of the regional strategy conferences over the past years. People came together to list the problems and handed them to agencies to take care of. This year, the conference leaders looked at a different approach. Sub-regional groups are working together to talk about their local problems. Walter gave an example of student-teacher conflicts. Oftentimes, parents will back up their kids. In doing so, this does not help the child's education. This applies with alcohol importation mentioned earlier. Report the offenders. The community has to work together to solve the problem. Village report, Shungnak. Senator Douglas, re-elected as chairman of Shungnak Elders. Upper Kobuk elders met in Shungnak. No elders attended. The site for Anisongwe camp has not been resolved by Upper Kobuk elders. Kobuk. May re-elected as chairman for Kobuk elders. She has been attending the Shungnak elders meeting. The principal is open to hold Indipak Day anytime. Kayana. Percy Jackson was elected chairman for Kayana elders. Kayana has held Indipak Day. NOTAC. Eunice Walton is a new member of Regional Elders Council. NOTAC elders took kids out to fishing on a cold day. Eunice strongly discourages children to drive snow machines. Kivalina. Oscar Swan was re-elected chairman of Kivalina elders. Kivalina elders still have hard time working together. Elders object to age limit to run for chairman's position. The Suicide Prevention Program Coordinator has been in contact with elders. Selwick. Warren Ramos was re-elected chairman for Selwick Elders. He was chosen because of the work he started on the camp from the Ford Foundation's money. The sub-regional meeting to be held in Selwick was turned over to Norvik. Selwick Elders are holding a potluck on March 24. It will be an open meeting. All organizations, City IRA Alliance Club, will start plans to build a children's summer camp, Kotzebue. Rachel Craig introduced Kotzebue Elder Sarah Evok. Report on the Native American Repatriation Act. Report on a meeting Rachel attended in Hawaii on Maori and Hawaiian cultures. Kotzebue elders started a sewing class. Transportation is needed for elder activities in Kotzebue. Irregular Kutet meetings are underway to discuss Inupiaq Days. in Cottonview schools and to keep communications open. Norvik. Alfred Wells was elected as chairman of Norvik Elders. Alfred explained the EFAC Day activities in both elementary and high schools. Norvik has started a PTA membership. Buckland. Beulah Ballard reported Anita Thomas remains the chairperson for Buckland Elders. Deering. Flora Carmen reported Pauline Barr remained the chairperson and was involved in the opening of the youth center. Ambler. Truman Cleveland was elected chairman of Ambler Elders. Truman has not kept in touch with regional strategy or regional elders council meetings because he has taken time off from elder functions. Elders in villages object to the age limit of 55 to 50 years to be on elders council. Villages will set own terms for elder membership as it is hard to get village participation. The location for Edith Lovely Camp was delegated to Northwest Arts Bureau to handle. This was agreed at the Upper Kobuk Elder meeting last year. Ipet Ilipuset Award. Discussions that villages take care of their own Ipet Ilipuset Award. This will allow regional elders council members to get feedback from their communities. Council members proceeded to award the following recipients: Charlie Jones of Cottonview, Quincy Swan of Kivalina, Lucy Sampson of Cottonview, and Bertha Jennings of Cottonview. Election. According to Robert's Rules of Order, Minimoners was automatically out of the chairmanship unless she was elected on the at-large seat first. This allows anyone a chance to hold the chairman's seat. The first for vote for chairman's seat was rescinded by a motion made by Alfred Wells and by Percy Jackson. The election results for 1993-94 were as follows. Minnie Morris and Tommy Sheldon at large seat, Alfred Wells chair, Warren Ramos vice chairman, Rachel Craig secretary. Closing prayer. Adjournment. Rachel Craig motion to adjourn, seconded by Leonard Douglas, meeting adjourned at 6:45 p.m.
Thank you very much. Now just take your breath. Kiku, Tatko, Aminishabut, Nanayangat, Nanayangat, Hanukin na ilokasyon, nakugin na kusin, tanang lagsimalkat na eh. Lagsimalkat ito.
On the village report, on the third line of Octaview, report on a meeting Rachel attended in Hawaii on Maori and Hawaiian cultures. It was not on Maori and Hawaiian cultures. It was on repatriation. And it was on dispute between the Hawaiian, the Polynesians, and Hearst Museum in California. And the fourth line, Cottonview Elders started a sewing class. We wanted to start a sewing class, but we had no transportation. So that's not correct.
So is it okay?
Thank you. on the last page, election is not very clear. New evening meet, Chairman Matat. At the meeting you meet, many regional elders council and eight. Dabu Muna, Fiatu, Aglan at large seat, Moon Yukon, Damna Isalasa, Damna Okopi Dara Tatsubu, Damani, Kazan Kanyasinara Tatsubu, Indila Kaku, Damna Damna, Kanyasinatsubu, Aglo Dara Tatsubu Narayasa.
Tao Rumini, last person to go, the first for vote for chairman seat was rescinded by a motion there. Tapko, Tata Savaran of the Chukteen, Mini, at large seat of me in the age of in Dr. Wokinua, motion of the Rupi of the Rutana, Yoker, Hanuk Nalukna Rutana, Puglaka Yonkan. Motion down there approval of the minute to go. Apoxley, Rachel Room, report that cut you, Margo.
I move, Mr. Chairman. Yeah. Second. Second.
Motion not to. Swan.
I second it.
Truman. Truman, whom I second that thing. Hello, cutting, hello, 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 Punya Allah Mukta Huta Kamna Deku, thank you. Kamna wa, ilal wa itu, satu minyakta. Number seven, Munua, report tenum, ilu yaktu. Nana, report tenum, laka yaktu, inita kalis ke program ngatium, sulit bantutun. Tab A, number A. Tapu kami, Nanam report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Before I start, I need your permission to speak. So there's no objection, I'll just speak English. In your packet, you have a long sheet that has a lot of numbers on it. Rather than me going over individually the numbers, I'll just give you a summary of what the budget we have for this fiscal year. Our fiscal year begins October 1, which means, you know, our NANA, we have a new fiscal year beginning October 1 of this year. And these numbers represent from October 1993 to September 1994. Very briefly, this will just be a brief report and just for your information. One of the things we budgeted for on this is, you'll notice salaries up there. That is Hannah's half-time salary covered at the Library Assistant to the Elders and also to Marie. Her other half is budgeted out of the Land Department. So we have a half-time position providing assistance to Marie and also basically more responsible for the Elders. We budgeted this year 4 meetings of the Regional Elders, and we put them in October, January, April, and July. Those are just dates that we put in there, and you can alter those dates if you want. The other thing, too, is we budgeted for 7 Elders to go down to the AFN this next month in October. The majority of the budget here consists of, if you notice on Village IRE grants, we budgeted $80,000. We're expecting, but from currently what's going on, we probably have to adjust our budget because there have been a lot of villages inquiring about their integrated for state grant. To date, we've received, we do have Kiana's, we have NOTAC, Kivalina, Buckland, Solway. There's quite a few villages that are really actively going after this grant, and it's, on one hand, it's surprising, but on the other hand, it's very nice to get some response from the villages and show that they are interested in the program. And but most of all, it is coming from the people, from the village, and that's the most important thing. The other high cost areas that you'll see on the SEVA camp, this is an annual cost that we have to, whether it's open or closed, we still have to pay someone to watch that facility up there, and that's, it costs us over almost $29,000 a year. Whether it's open or not, the SEVA, we have to pay somebody to watch the facilities up there. This year, I think we have Langford up there right now. And this room, besides watching the place, he's doing a lot of repairs that were noted this year. But unless there's any questions, please, the numbers that are here for you are just for your information and just give you an idea of what we have budgeted for the upcoming fiscal year. So, one of the things I need to tell you is the Integrated Integral State Program is still under Nana Regional Corporation. We're trying to find ways to integrate it to the Robert Opelik without jeopardizing the Opelik Trust. That's why you see different budgets. We have a separate budget for Robert Opelik Moving Trust, and we have a separate budget that comes directly out of Nana. And up until a point where we can put those two programs together without jeopardizing the trust, we'll keep the budget separate in terms of funding for the elders will be separate up until we can come until we get an idea of how we can integrate the programs together. But both of these have one purpose, and that one purpose is to enhance our culture. But we're still working and trying to integrate those two programs. That's all I have, if there's any questions.
So we got to truck up the sink before the real what I'm not. I'm not.
before we go on to the next one, on the table here, everything, that's just for the upkeep for having somebody there. Okay, and it doesn't necessarily include the program that you have in the center.
For the upkeep.
Okay.
You're down there, 28,772. Okay, we'll have Marie. Marie, I'll put a trust.
Thank you. I'm glad you're able to be here. My estimate is coming out. I had in your package, you should have a copy of my written report. And also the extensive brochure at the meeting in Norwich that I had mentioned to you. Hopefully at the next meeting, I would have this ready to present to you. The Robert Upwood Community Senior Memorial Plus brochure. And I have a copy in your package. And I went over what the purpose of the Upwood Trust is at the Norwich meeting. And this just is imprinted, telling us about the foundation, about the memorial trust. And there's some pictures along with the brochure. We talked about preserving and enhancing the impact of culture. That's what I had mentioned to you before. And then we also have scholarships to work with our youth, fostering our young leaders. And then on the last page, the one before that, we talked about the Independent of the State program. We wanted to make sure that we include a section in here talking about the philosophy that all of us are using, the Independent of the State program. And we wanted to make sure that we just leave that value. And that's what we did in this, second to the last page. And then on the last page, we talked about Robert, the beliefs that he had. And I'm real thankful that he got a lot of help from Robert's family. Maggie worked real hard to try to help him find a picture of her and Robert. So this turned out real good. One of the main purposes of putting this brochure together is twofold, is to let the people in this region learn more about the Upwood Trust. That's why we have put this together. But we're also going to be using this brochure to help us raise money for the Upwood Trust. That's one of my responsibilities. So that was the two main reasons why we wanted to put this brochure together. In my written report, I just continued where I left off on the 10th. I gave you a report in Norwich, and I'm giving you an update from that last report I gave you. On the second paragraph there, I mentioned to you that we had received seven applications for the Independent State Program. Charlie had mentioned that, and two were awarded, Sabrina and Kiana, for 1993. And I'm already working with the villages for October 1, starting October 1. That's fiscal year 1994. And we received proposals from Miltac, Erie, Buckland, Selwood, Kilina, and Cotsby IRA. And yesterday morning, I was on the phone a long time with Bobby Wells from Norbert. He's just about done with the Norbert proposal, and he'll be sending that to me this week. Like Charlie had mentioned to you, our villages are really responding. They're taking on the responsibility to have their own Independent of the State program in their village. So we're real happy to be working with them in promoting our culture. One of the responses, too, that have been real great is the scholarship requests from students. This is not just for college, this is also for vocational training. I received 12 applications, and the Board of Trustees that I mentioned to you at Norwich, who they are, they'll be meeting to review these applications. And as of yesterday, I have four complete applications requested for scholarships. Three of them are for college, and one is for training. One young lady from Kivalina is attending vocational training at the Texan, and she's also requested for a scholarship. So the Board of Trustees will be reviewing your application, and I'll be contacting these students after the Board meets the Board of Trustees. I wanted to mention to you, because I told you that one of my responsibilities is to try to raise money for the Upload Trust, so I thought I should include in here what we've received to date in regards to actual cash that we received from contributors. Claxville Electric Association contributed, we're the first to make a contribution to the Upload Trust, and we received a contribution from the Northwest Arctic Borough. And we received seven families had made a donation to the Upload Trust. Six of the seven were real specific. They made a donation for the Sibylle camp. That was how they wanted to show their appreciation for what was done, you know, this summer when their children went to camp. I received two real nice letters from parents saying their children enjoyed Sibylle, and they had felt they want to show their appreciation by making a contribution, and that's what they did. So to date, we have 5,470 that will add to our Upload Trust account. I mentioned to you, Norvik, that I'm looking for office space, so the Independent Facility Coordinators can consolidate. After the NANA board meeting last month, I met with John Renz, and he had mentioned to me that we need to look at what NANA has available in regards to buildings here in Coxsville to see if we can find, you know, adequate office space for myself and the Independent Facility Coordinators to come under one building or one location. I tried calling John Renz on, will be returning, I think, on the 27th. As soon as he gets back, him and I will continue to meet. And one of the things that we want to do is look at the buildings that are available here in Coxsville to try to locate enough office space for us to come together. That's something I sure would like to try to do before December 31, as I mentioned to you. That's the extent of my Upload Trust report. Are there any questions?
How much do you have in the account?
No. We have over $198,000 that's in the trust. The scholarships that the Board of Trustees had made a decision on, as I reported to the NANA board, is that we'll use just the earnings from the interest. We're not going to be touching the main principal. That's 198. All we're using is the interest that's earned from the principal, the 198,000. It's over that. I don't remember the exact amount. But the money that's available for scholarships is a little over $3,000. It's almost $4,000. It's $3,668. Yeah, and 17 cents. Thanks, Charlie. Yeah, that's what I reported at the NANA board. And that's what we'll be using for the scholarships application that we received. The kids are real anxious, especially two that have been calling and are really have already started college, and one is at Texan. Real good response from our young people.
So we got a shooty luck, up a shooty challenge with Tina.
I want to say something about the scholarship. I know they're real helpful. I couldn't have gone to college if I didn't get scholarships from NANA and from KRC and IRA and all those places. When you're a full-time student, you really work hard, and if you try to have a job and everything, it just kind of slows you down because your work time takes up your study time, and it's not like high school. You really have to work at studying, and so I really appreciate any help that our students receive they're going to be taking on it. And the more they know, the better for this region.
I learned a lot from that. The land of what? Not any better, good job for things, and you wake up, and you better come and sit there. I think there's a lot on that. Understand, Galop. That I learned a lot, they can't speak, but they can understand it. Well, so I'm always thankful for that.
Mr. Chairman,
yeah.
I thank Marie for doing a good job on this since she's given this job. Thank you.
those of you that are our guests and the staff, feel free to speak. We're all Eskimos. Feel free to speak. Anyway, anybody. Deku.
On the second page of my written report, I've included the Sivanirnik's report. On the last page, you have a copy of the volunteers and staff that had that were at camp this past summer. And I wanted to mainly say this morning that this camp would not occur if we didn't have people like the ones that are listed on this page that took the time to volunteer and help us work with our young people, our youth in this region. We didn't have enough money to hire people on a full-time basis for 6 weeks. So all these on this list are volunteers, with the exception of the cooks. You, as elders, have made the decision that we need to at least pay the cooks. This one. And that's what we did, and I'm showing on the report. We started the camp July 14, and we had four sessions. The last week ended August, July 19, and the last week ended August 14. And we had a total of 162 youth campers that went to Sivanirnik. There could have been over 200 for sessions 2 and 3. We had over 40 kids on the waiting list for that 1 week, especially the 9 and 10 year olds. We had a real long waiting list of campers that we had to tell, I'm sorry, we can't have you go to Sivanirnik, because we're only having 50 go up each week. So we had a real good response from the parents and the youth from this region. And we had campers from throughout the region. It was real good to have these kids come in, and they were real anxious to return to Sivanirnik. For the transportation, one of the requirements that we had was to have a licensed captain. So we had under contract the Kobuk River Jets, that's Lori Shirk. He provided the boat transportation for the campers, and it worked out real good. We didn't have any problems. He had to work real hard to get his license and his insurance. So we need to show our appreciation to Lori Shirk, too, for the hard work he did to provide that service for us. The first week, the parents were really impressed. They didn't realize it was going to be a boat such as Lori's. They went back to the lagoon and left their kids there. And there was 6 parents back there. And they were asking, when can they go? Why can't parents work with the elders like their children do? They were real excited about their souvenir. Before the camp started, there were a number of us that went up to the camp and got the campgrounds ready. I especially want to thank Clarence Jackson and Tommy Sheldon and the rest of the volunteers that went up there early before camp started and got it all ready. They cleaned up the main building, cleaned the grounds, the cabins, and they built 7 tent frames with floors and doors on them. So they really worked real hard and a lot of overtime to get the camp ready so our kids could start on July 19. So I really appreciated that work that they had done. I also want to thank the borough and Nana for making a donation in order for us to have t-shirts. We had received donations so we could order t-shirts mainly for the kids, because this is something they like to receive, you know, at the end of the week and take something home showing they've been at Sivanirnik. So I really want to thank the borough and Nana for making that donation. On August 16th, after the camp was all done, Clarence, Ray, Leo, and Percy Jackson, Bertha Jennings, and myself went up there and closed up the camp. Bertha and I did inventory and closed up the room where we can store the things that could be used next summer. Lord willing, we'll have another Sivaniyapu camp, summer youth camp going. And so that's what we did. And while we were doing that, the men that were there cleaned up and finished off what they weren't able to finish off that Saturday before. So it's been a real good experience for me. I think it was real tiring, but it was a good tired, what we call it, or what I call it, after it was all over. It wouldn't, here in Kotzebue, it was real hectic. I wanted to thank Rachel Craig and Hannah Loon, Luke Sampson and Bertha Jennings, and for really helping me out here. The staff at NANA made themselves available when Ray Jackson would come here with his boat, with the Sivaniyapu boat. Anybody that was around, I would ask them if they could help me, help load up the boat. It was that kind of response. It truly showed any faith for safe and the practice of our values. So that was a real good experience for all of us that were involved. The other thing is that I had sent some thank you letters. I'm not done sending letters out to everyone. I'm waiting for the certificate of appreciation to be finished. So, Hannah Loon has been working with me to put that together. Once that's printed, we'll be sending those out too to show our appreciation to all the people that volunteered and helped us at Camp Sivaniyapu. What I was real thankful for, one of the requirements that the state put upon us is to have a nurse or a health aide there, health practitioner. And all 4 weeks we were able to have a health practitioner from Manila. We'd go up there for a week at a time. For 2 weeks, Mildred Foster was there. And the third week was Brenda Hall. And the fourth week was Florence Mitchell. We struggled and we thought, oh no, we're not going to be able to have a nurse or a CHP. And our prayers, one after another, would be answered. Right after I had told Charlie and Chuck, we've got to have a nurse or a CHP, I went downstairs and Rachel called and said, Marie, we got a CHP that want to come to Sivaniyapu, but it was like that. Real thankful for how things were worked out to meet our needs to have this camp going. We had, the third or fourth week, we had a number of campers from Tiana, but last minute they canceled for a good reason. They had their own camp going on. So that was real nice, you know, having this experience. Upper Kobuk was same way. Ilisarvik was going on. So it was a real good feeling that it wasn't just happening at Sivaniyapu, but also, you know, closer to the homes of these youth. So it was real good summer camp. After hunting season is over, Clarence Jackson and Rachel also mentioned it to me that we need to get together and go over what we've done at the camp, talk about what we need to change, what kind of planning we should do before Sivaniyapu camp should start again. So Clarence just thought we should try to get together, a small group should try to get together after the caribou hunting is all done with. So that's what we'll be doing once. He'll give me a call as soon as he's done. And we'll be doing. In the memo here, I mentioned that we received a lot of help from National Park Service. Some of the things that they did were just really a lot of help. Unbelievable that a government agency could come forward like this. Jonas Ramoth went up there and helped us out. Kim Valentino and two other men went up there and volunteered to help us out. But the guys that couldn't leave their offices, they cut up the outhouses, you know, all the plywood. That one time they brought the supplies down to the beach and it was like putting a puzzle together. Mm-hmm. They had it all cut out. All we had to do was bring it up to Sivaniyapu. It was so good. They donated leftover linoleum, nails, plywood, paint. A lot of things came from the National Park Service. And that's why we thought
We need to have these certificate of appreciations done, and we could give these out to all of you that helped us at Camp Souvenir. The last thing I wanted to say is that our love and prayers are with Minnie and her family. We thought of you a lot, and we'll continue to pray for Minnie and her family and the people in Norwich.
Marie, just for purposes of information, maybe I know there's other communities that are thinking of setting up a kids' camp like that. Just for transportation costs, you might want to give us some numbers. Estimate.
You see, we had budgeted $10,000 for transportation, and that wasn't enough. That includes not only air transportation, that includes purchasing gas, you know, for making trips back and forth. And I'm sorry I didn't close out the report, the financial part of it, but I know we've spent over that much.
So about $10,000 to $15,000. Mm-hmm.
Just on transportation. That's one of the things that the parents were real thankful for when we first started. That was why we received, you know, the six donations. They had realized after their kids came back from camp, these contributions we received are $75, $100, and that's what, you know, is real helpful to help us take care of the costs that have gone on. We wouldn't have been able to have the last session if Nana and the borough didn't come forward and say that they'll help us out. Otherwise, we would have had to close down because we didn't have enough money. But a lot of money was spent on transportation. The boat transportation, that was a separate cost, and we had a contract for $20,000 for using the Laurie Shirk's boat. The licensed captain, that's required, one of the things that was put upon us, and it worked out real good.
And certified boat?
Mm-hmm. Certified boat and licensed captain. The parents really appreciated that when they'd see us getting the kids ready, really showing safety, and I told them that this is what the elders had stressed. And that's why we have it this week.
I think, Mr. Chairman, it's something that the Elders Council need to think about, is that if any other communities are thinking of setting up camps, eventually the Coast Guard's going to go after somebody. On the Upper Kobuk, for instance, transporting kids from the community to the site, the Coast Guard will probably require the boat to be certified, and also a certificate for the a driver. The problem behind that is, while you're transporting the kids, if something should happen, then somebody's going to be sued for that. And in this case, it'd be either a Akaluk Trust Fund or Nana, because of that transportation. And it's something that the council need to think about if you're thinking of setting up different camps at different site locations. And we're going to be pressured by Coast Guard to abide by their regulations in the future. But now, holding it long in your loopy up. Federal regulations, state regulations, certified captain, Coast Guard, federal government, training, certified. On top of that, ensure rangasule. Kanok lupa nyeremet, tambah rap waktu itu, Nana kut nun a ha kalu pras pan mun su hulu kin tik pata maza tamat kuno na oti it name yangin man manin yang nakte daily chitto tamara khon khon a gira kabut tamat ko a si ilif sit yun a sumati it kuplugo kampanik ta nana peña na ufse tamara isumati fasa manik atolu woglan tatna iglakti rutik sama ikisit yun tamar nilif sit yun kailan niya uklugo it need to be lucky
okay
While they're talking about the boat moving children around, transporting from village to the souvenir camp and back to town or village. In between, we have been moving quite a few children from picnic grounds to, from camp to picnic ground, and picnic ground to camp. And also, when we check net to show them how it's all be done, we still carry a lot of children. We have three or four boats along that time. That means we've been moving kids around. I used mine, first Jackson used his, Subunari's boat was there. Also, William Sheldon Jr., he had his boat from picnic ground to, you know, transporting them. We still think about those things too, you know. We might even, something might happen by doing that as well.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Tamna sibun naksi atu mapkak lugu pichkup lugu itna manigre chemik pichmik manigat kut kisiming manikaktut tabruminga 73,000 mik tema manigat kut tabko nunakira nununning itna mikigip lugu tamna manik pisukangat utokhanat sibun nengip yugit sibun nengwing mun Ililigorat kampagat takuplugin. Pinyakmata tapkoli ukaratakala kaming manilat kutam na maningat akhaluk prastamun nuktit lasit jubu tap kole 1400 kenyak pip yuting sign no ring tapra pip jubu mani yatku akaluk prasmunasin tamna manik pip jubu uwa tamna inuk mata sule nanat kudlu burut kudlu ijirip yuting tamna fourth week atu mat kuplu camp paruk dot Kotip Louis Tatna Savakakis Sivuni Kapsi Ko clear up the Uko Kamagigati Tatna to say Nyakangijasi, sort of summer, evict in Naratakluu, a short moon, pick up Naratakluu, Pilariga to Vasule, Emma, Olak Nigalok Nagit. Tak kawung aku tak kangen siri but tak ko sabang nak tu tak kibani, asing mak pekat rek lewit. Uba all lak ni pat all lak ni gupsi tam nak kenyal lalu lalu pirat lagi gupsi. Uba sabak tici nak tu. Ia ni sumit lalu kesu tak kangen kami tam nak kenyal lalu lalu pirat lagi it note ini. Suli devotion aku kukup siring ini juga. Pinjik flannel board tadi tak kira ngot diputa tak nasi ni gelu ini sotip luwit atau tit luwit. Tak kamu ngasih ni ma uninya kebun. At tak sebut. Aglan tam na nakuruk upisar saktut uva nanat kutnin ripoga loktut ilingisal khenyak pipmatun aglan atlatuk uka kuting ibektin nakluit sabakatigi kuting tam na atumakkarat Kerjak anyway kalau tu aglan, pemari hutin uko, unak porak mukak lugu frame malay hutin unak sek porak man, nut komira lah hutin unuk rak man, nik laso rak mong, tapi kay hutin lu pirak tu un no munagla.
100 degrees.
Tak na sekuk tu tak hutin. Apa ni mak tap kot frame mat enak mata pingirip luwit ini juga monga kanimun pinya yang nek tu di nakap si dan monga sulit kanimun frame balik kuting ariga asyik tebrana kuyurak ini juga itkak sip yuting ima sulit Leonard kun mako sebab tak tu dan monga ubanga Util gue jumpa Atlantic Jok, sebab kaklunga, update kaklunga, adika atau cikun, sebab katigi ikut nafuul jok, naga suli, sebab ngaya kami angutit dukum atau puting undopak okah atakak. Ale ni ngicu nak tu, tak kawan nak dekat tu, dekat
tu. Truman.
Kami nak kau tinggal kru. Atu macam nak kalau kengat tuk, tu macam kata mno kau tinggal kalu tempo di sekamai jalur rawit. Kau macam sakru jalan, ngajak kangit ni, allah di rawit, kau tinggal sih. Jalu rawani kelewat ibu tak, si sama lalu alus san, tak nape kati bluit, tak ntaam nape suri lalu pemisahkan mengata jalu bluit sama angin kangen, kanu bluit pada asing, dan pemisahkan sangat pemisahkan hat tak tahu memak, angin kangen rot makau kanu fikir sinaga. Tak nak pikir tu jilau kru, pun bisa kak mengat.
Kekina kong tak nak.
I think when they get the applications, the parents give permission, right?
I think one thing that you also need to understand, even if there's a permission that was given by the parent, the way the legal system is set up, you know, long as attorneys will fight that.
Speak a little bit on it.
And the attorneys will go through the court system to have somebody spend money. Something that we have to live with, I guess.
Mr. Chairman.
Captain Nathan?
Yeah.
We know that Laura Sheriff, who's also busy too with other people that go up that way, in case he didn't want to. In summertime, maybe whoever crew that's hauling the children with a boat, we should try to think of others too ahead of time. But if he's available, it would be real nice that he's got a nice big boat and that. But he's so busy with tourists and other stuff too. Kano wani pi yung inyay sang nagpan, kata matamani pituk ta na lais sing ligat ik mo balok tut uy matigin irak tamo na. Una suli, kubrakhwak ta hati mo wani pishat iyalo yuit apay. In one boat, five, na inuwe mata uwa. Kaya pek to yu chimin, ako te liya pek amin, pahlong nak tut, ta na umay ngulura mit amitig ni aglan ko na siya kala pa ako din klomit pira ako si na ubod at kusumit pini aksay dalag sa naktok aksay dalag sa wadong pini tamara piyak ko ko siya isang matigin na rito ni ikin niya
sabi mo kala okay cool after I give you a few pointers maybe we will have a break. But when we had meeting planning, I was with you guys at Norwich one day, and then I had to go to Anchorage meeting planning, help plan that AFN elders youth. Second day, how things were planned. Okay. Today, when Mildred and Daniel were left, I called and I said, I mean, my wife can be going to Sivanelik and help over there. And we were there last 2 weeks. And everything was running real smooth. I kind of, sort of investigate, you know. And things were going smoothly at Sivanelik. I met some people over there, Park Service over there. And last Friday, about four National Guardsmen came up there, and those guys that teach gun safety. And when me and my wife got there, I start teaching values to the kids when I was asked. And these things. Kids really listen when you when they have a devotion. That's really important thing that I found out was good for seminary and kids, also the staff. And me and my wife were there on Saturday, helped clean up around, and late afternoon we left for home. Suli, I see that the elders that were there really had the camp going real nice. Clarence Jackson did really good job. I had to, a couple times I had to talk with him. And Tommy, assistant. And Eleanor Loon, she was working with the kids, really working. Sakula Bahani, Kitsanik Sakula Bahansuk. Emma Angala Chilhat Udukanat Ariga Angula Bahtuk Aglana. Friday me, August 13 me, I said I sure like to have a meeting with the staff, with the people, and we had a meeting. And I said, I've got some proposals that I had written down, which might be help to Sivanetovic staff. Arhinua, to go proposal la letka, for tenuni pakrap, or go to gigitka, to nana board. Proposals for next year's work at Sivanetovic and activities concerning youth summer program. I said that my ideas maybe are not agreeable to the people that were working there. And since the camp is put up, that old tent frames over there were almost falling down. And they've got really nice tent frames with floors right there. Well, I'm going to read this to you. Maybe you won't like it, but I have in mind one camp director who is in charge of most of the work done in camp. Taking care of hauling children, talk to the people that are hauling children and taking them out. And number two was cleanliness of camp. That's what's got to be. I checked into some of the rooms that the staff had, and I thought maybe there could be these people that are working. Before, when people are working there, they clean up their shacks real nice every day. And I thought maybe cleanliness of camp was good for people that are working there. And they've done hauling water, wood and water. And I thought maybe the hiring of somebody should be approved by other elders and staff instead of just camp director picking up. It seems that the camp director was, you know. So I thought maybe the approval of hiring of somebody should be by elders or someone. And if an instructor, teacher, or assignee needs material, to inform a supervisor immediately for things needed. They have been doing this. Clarence has been doing this really good. I know that. Okay, my second idea is to have an activities director. Since I saw Eleanor